வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 7th of December, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Agra came yesterday, Prabhupada. He wants to live with us. He knows Hindi. He's a teacher. He's a doctor. He's a writer.
Oh.
He's very, very nice. I'll bring him to you today.
He knows English also.
English very well.
Oh.
Very humble, and he wants to teach. If you can stay in Vrindavan, I think it will be very, very beneficial for us.
Yes.
Wonderful. I'll bring him this morning if it's all right.
Yes.
Jai. He bows down, he plays dandavat. He said, "You're a sannyasi, so I must respect, and I'm only a grihastha."
Yeah, that is a duty.
And he is also very intelligent. He's not just doing it out of sentiment. Very nice man. Older man.
If a sannyasi is not offer respect, the punishment is that he should fast one day. That is shastri in there.
What punishment if one doesn't fast?
Huh?
What is the punishment if one doesn't fast?
He must go to hell.
Much colder today.
Yeah, and it will increase. Yeah. In December,
January,
it will be very cold.
Yes, it will be almost twice as cold.
Love January, there will be cloud, rain. You have no experience? Last winter, anyone?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I. Still, if we're sincere, we'll stay in Vrindavan even if blood and stool comes from the sky.
Why do you expect?
If you want.
But if you apply a little ghee?
For the guests.
And not for you?
No.
Why?
Because it's very expensive and not necessary.
No.
If you say it is necessary, we'll do.
And this season it is necessary.
Very nice, we'll do.
Yeah.
That is nice. A little more ghee should be there, a little more grain.
Yeah.
Even little grain at night is all right, I think.
No, you must eat properly.
Yes. Then we'll do.
And try to keep some cows.
Acha.
On the other land.
Very nice.
Make a sale immediately. And keep some cows.
Very nice.
Bishamba, his experience, he'll have.
Yes.
Sari Bhairagya is known.
Right.
We don't approve that.
Yes.
Duttahara Biharas.
Yes.
What you require for keeping health. But not to eat too much. But what is absolutely required must be.
I heard that if you pass stool more than once a day, you become a bogey. You're called a bogey.
Yeah.
Does that mean a serious devotee should only pass stool once a day?
Don't artificially do that.
No.
First of all, become yogi, then do it.
Yeah. Of course, it can only be done by Krishna's mercy, but one should at least strive for that.
Yeah. Don't try for passing stool once. That does not make you a yogi.
Yogi navapi sarvesa margatana.
And yeah.
Jai.
That makes you yogi. Not by passing. Hare Krishna. Aaj seta nahi ja.
That'll be it, the scientist and the egg?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that? What is that? Article?
The one you heard last night?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
When I was in South America. I saw there.
South Africa.
Huh?
South Africa.
South Africa. There are many factories for chicken killing. So I suggested that the egg you can analyze, find out the chemicals, and
create one
egg. That was my proposal. So he is going to create. He'll explain how to create egg from
chemicals.
Yeah. And make chicken.
Calcium phosphate.
Oh, you know that? You know
calcium
chemicals?
Phosphate. And a little sulfur for the yellow. Make some color. And cover it in plastic. And put it in an incubator. And let a chicken grow.
And eat.
That'll be a nice article.
And if they can, they can beat us on the face with shoes. And if they can't, we can beat them on the face with shoes.
Well, that's another thing.
The regret is that these rascals are going as scientists and big men. Simply talk, they cannot create. It is a very simple thing. Put some chemicals together, and if you know the chemicals, then why don't you put it? And incubator food, then you don't require to kill so many chickens.
In Sweden, when you go on, preach on the street and you preach, everybody must suffer, yeah? They don't believe because everybody got an apartment. They've never seen a poor man or a starving cow or something.
But he is himself a poor man.
In Sweden.
But he has no knowledge to understand it. Why he is falling down from the skyscraper and killing himself. Why?
Yeah.
A poor man commits suicide. So if he's committing suicide, he's
so
a
many,
poor man.
They all.
He's a poor man. Oh. He's falsely thinking that he is rich.
We're printing now a book there with all your thoughts according to the scientists and according to the Christian philosophy, what was lately in the back of Gothic in America. Put it together in one book.
Don't write anything nonsense. It must be very solid. Otherwise, it will be laughing stock. What you will say.
But just the talks you make.
Huh?
Just your conversations.
Your lectures only.
Oh, that's all.
Yes.
One must be confident before challenging others. Mm. Not that theoretical challenge is no good. Mm. In all stages, he must be able to defend himself from the opposing enemy. Then such challenge is. He has confidence that this soul cannot be manufactured by any material combination. Therefore, we can challenge. And we can defend ourselves in any stage.
Chana?
Not chana, but chana. Chana ka dal?
Dal, chana dal, yes.
Ah, yes. Hmm. Chana dal is good now.
Chickpea dal.
Yes.
For winter.
Mm-hmm. Mixed with little urd dal.
Ah.
Then it will be very palatable and very beneficial.
For at lunchtime?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Charles will give you as much energy as eggs will any time.
Yeah.
Practically the same thing.
It contains 14.
Yes.
Actually, it's a wonderful challenge.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big, big scientist, big, big brain.
Big, big monkey. Big, big monkey, big, big belly, silang jumping melancholy.
And we walk in and put an egg in front of him.
You do not know this? বড় বড় বাঁদরের বড় বড় পেট, লঙ্কা ডিঙ্গাতে মাথাকার হেট। This translation was done by one big professor of President's College, Professor Rowe. He was a big professor in the President's College. This professor is required to learn Bengali, so he translated. Big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon jumping, melancholy.
There are some countries in Europe where they have absolute laws against selling books on the street. In these countries, do we have to make something secret to sell your books?
Secret? Why?
Because shops?
Otherwise, they would immediately put you in prison. But the people.
Why? Here in India?
No, in Europe, Europe, like in Switzerland. But when we go there for selling books, people take them like anything. But you have to hide before the police very carefully.
Why? Otherwise, don't you take permission from the court?
No, not possible.
They have applied?
Strict laws. Yes,
you applied?
It's also been applied.
No, you have to prove this is very important book of knowledge. So allow us, especially.
It's especially different if foreigners go there.
Huh?
It's especially different if foreigners try to sell a book there. And we have, like in Austria, we have no Austrian devotees there.
So they think it's an invasion.
Yes, we used to go there sometimes, and it was very good for people who took many, many books. But sometimes they caught us, so there was.
No, if they caught, go to the jail and hand their strap. Explain. This is a very important book. The government should allow to sell.
Yes, the policeman liked us, but the law is strict.
Therefore, you have to take defense from the law. You present in the court the professor's opinion, how they are giving standing order, why the state should restrain that distributing knowledge. Do they want to keep their men in darkness? You have to plead like that. University is the most important university in Europe. They read our books, they order standing order. So why this loafer state prohibit?
He's in such connection, they always argue if we allow you to sell your books, then we must allow everybody to sell on the street.
No. But you must consider the importance of it. Somebody submits application for becoming High Court judge. Would it be granted? There must be discrimination.